Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is a community volunteer for the Aranac Community Fund, Diane Morley. How are you today, Diane?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Good. Glad to have you on the program today to talk about the Aranac Community Fund's 11th annual charity auction. It's a big event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When you say the 11th one, it gets bigger every year, and we're quite excited about it. We're hoping that people will come. We need bidders. We've got all kinds of wonderful prizes. Now we need bidders.
There you go. Well, before we get into what's going to be happening, tell us a little bit about what the Aranac Community Fund is all about.
Well, since founding the Aranac Community Fund in the year 2000, we've helped to continually grow our endowment balance, which has allowed for increased grant support annually to a wide variety of important needs and community initiatives throughout Aranac County. But last year alone, Aranac Community Fund grant supported 16 youth scholarships for college-bound Aranac County graduates, up from 10 from the previous year, and 18 nonprofit initiatives spanning everything from recreational activities to emergency services to support for the arts and culture and so much more.
Boy, it is really important for Aranac County then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is a home-based, helping ourselves, helping to create the community where everybody wants to grow and live and raise a family.
Indeed. All right, Dahl, the event is taking place Thursday night, and you mentioned charity auction. Let's talk about how it works. People can just come on out now, and what happens on Thursday night?
Well, at 6 o'clock, we register, our bidders register, and at 7 o'clock, it starts sharp. You're going to get a chance to walk around, look at all of the items, get your number, sit down, have a great meal. They've got a wonderful menu. Now, this is going to be held at Alley's Up North Food and Spirits in All Gray, formerly Dunleavy's. And they've got a great menu in a wonderful festival atmosphere. And we're just hoping that everybody comes. There's going to be sleighs of great buys as in Jingle Bells.
There you go.
And just in time for Christmas giving.
That's right. And, hey, the auctioneer is one of my good buddies. Mike Avery, you're bringing in.
Yes, he's new to us this year. Mike Avery, our extraordinaire. We expect great things from Mike. So if anybody's familiar with Michigan Great Outdoors, they'll know who Mike is.
Yeah.
So he's donating his services and is going to be part of the fun.
Very nice. Now I'm looking at some of the items. There are some nice things to be bidding on here. I see getaway packages and sporting events and hunting gear, all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, my God, yes. Some of our getaway packages, it's a one-night stay at the Hotel and Conference Center located within the NADA Automotive Marketing Education Center on the campus of Northwood University. We have a getaway from the Riverwalk Place in Gladwin, getaway package to the Quality Inn in West Branch and to Shanty Creek property with ski lift tickets. Some of the sporting event goods and events, there's a black powder rifle donated by Wright's Sports Store in All Gray.
Nice.
We've got a gift package from Ducks Unlimited that includes a decoy bag and a series of specialty hand-covered books. We got Detroit Red Wing Games tickets. A white-tailed deer shoulder mount from the Trophy Room Taxidermy
Ooh.
Studios. That's a $480 value.
Nice.
We got a Browning rifle, $1,200 value. And Saginaw Spirits hockey team and the SMG, the Dell Event Center, they've donated their Eagles Nest suite with fun and food and beverage for an upcoming game. You can get some tickets for sailing the tall ships, the Appledorf, out of Tawas. We've got some great advertising packages, too, Kevin.
Oh.
We have a $600 advertising package from WKJC.
Yeah, we do. That'll be nice.
There's a $960 value for a billboard from Lamar for a four-week duration that includes design, production, and installation. We have other advertising packages from, Cumulus Advertising and Next Media, a child's rocking chair, Xbox 360, gift baskets galore, and just so much more.
Wow. Now, this is a live auction or a live auction
this,
and silent
this
auction?
Is a, no, this is a live auction.
Live
it's kind of difficult to do silent auction at that place. But anyway,
right.
It's all live. It's fun. It's fast-paced. It's, just in time for Christmas.
There you go. And now they don't need to pre-register for this. They just come on out to Alley's Up North in All Gray there on Thursday and be ready to bid.
Yes, and I'd like to challenge some of the gals. It could be a girl's night out. It could be the guy's night out. Just bring your friends. We might even have a little prize for the person that brings the most guests with them.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So, we're going to have a few little raffles and things like that. So there's all kinds of things going on and fun for everyone.
That's the Aranac Community Fund's 11th annual charity auction benefiting the communities of Aranac County this Thursday night. 6 o'clock registration. The auction starts at 7. Now, Diane, if they want more information on this, how will they get more info?
Well, they can go to Facebook.
That's facebook.com/ aranac.community.funds.
Okay, or they can call me.
All right.
They can call me at 989-313-3000. 9722.
Very good. Or just come on out and be a part of the fun and fundraising for the Aranac Community Funds. And Diane Morley, Diane, thank you for giving us all the information here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.